This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Bodo Jatra being celebrated in Lalitpur today, honoring rain and harvest deity Rato Machindranath. Education Minister Bidya Bhattarai stresses importance of improving both government and private education sectors. And EU leaders demand transparency from Venezuela following contested election. Now the news in detail. Rato Machindranath Jatra or Bhoto Jatra is being celebrated today. This annual festival is dedicated to the rain and harvest deity Rato Machindranath, who is believed to bring good fortune, prosperity and abundant harvest. The highlight of the celebration is the display of a jewel-studded vest or Bhoto in Lalitpur. This act is rich in symbolism and is steeped in legends. One such legend narrates the story of a serpent king who gave the voto to a farmer as a reward for curing his sick wife. The vest was later stolen. However, during a public event, the farmer spotted someone wearing it, but there was no proof of ownership. To resolve the dispute, the then king declared its annual display. The annual display of the Bhoto symbolizes the search for its rightful owner and highlights themes of honesty and justice. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has recorded his voice in a social movie named Nameti Ne Ghao. The movie Nameti Ne Ghao is a social movie that features the stories of 33 young girls who survived acid attack. The Prime Minister said in the recording of his statement that he would ensure the victims of the acid attacks receive justice. Film director and actor Rami Dhunganga said that Prime Minister Oli has also asked to carry on the campaigns against acid attacks and promised his continued support for the campaigns. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged tourists across the world to visit Nepal. Prime Minister Oli said this in a premiere show program of a reality show, The Challengers, Game of Himalayas, based on the adventurous journey of selected vloggers of the world from Lukla Airport to Everest Base Camp. Additionally, the Prime Minister said that through this reality show, it will help the world to know more about the mountains and natural beauty of Nepal to the world. 11 young vloggers aged 19 to 30 from 6 countries including Nepal are participating in this reality show directed by Sri Guru. The government of Nepal is set to introduce the School Education Act to improve education quality. Speaking at a press conference organized by Press Chautari Kaski in Pokhara today, Minister Bhandari said that the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee has continued discussions on the formulation of the School Education Act to make education more practical and effective. Minister Bidya Bhattarai mentioned that the government is in the final stages of preparing the act, with over 152 proposed amendments under discussion. However, it has not yet completed the legislative process required for it to become law. Furthermore, Minister Bhattarai stated that focusing on early education from grade 1 to 5 is crucial for better result in the SEE exam. Likewise, Minister Bhattarai stressed the importance of improving both government and private educational sectors. Leader of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party, Kamal Bahadur Shah, has put forward a claim for the chief minister position of Sudurpashchim Province today. Shah presented his request letter to Province Chief Nazir Mia, seeking the appointment. Shah's claim is supported by the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML. Cholera has been detected on 25% in different parts of the country as of yesterday. The Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Control Division of the Department of Health Services said polluted water due to flooding and landslide have fueled the increasing number of cholera patients in Nepal. Director at the division, Dr. Yadu Chandra Ghimiri, says 16 patients are in Lalitpur and one in Kathmandu, while 8 other cases are from Kailali district. The doctors have urged everyone to maintain proper hygiene with the consumption of pure drinking water and sanitization in place. Diarrhea, nausea, dehydration, yellow urine, low blood pressure and sunken eyes are some of the symptoms of cholera. Doctors said that if people suffering from these symptoms are not treated in time, 50% of the patients may succumb. The district prison in Taplejung district has been overcrowded. Chief of the prison, Kulendra Khawas, said the Taplejung prison has the capacity to house 25 inmates, but there are a total of 145 jailbirds. The officials said that they have difficulties in managing the large number of inmates. Chairman of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Rajendra Lingdel has said that the students should be oriented towards politics. Addressing a program in Chapa on Saturday, Lingdel said that students should join politics to lead the country to the positive direction. Furthermore, Chair Lingdel viewed that country cannot progress until the qualified students join politics. Karnali Province Chief Minister Yam Lal Kandel is seeking vote of confidence on Monday. Chief Minister Kandel is facing the floor test as per the constitutional provision after the CPN Maoist Center withdrew its support to the province government. The Nepali community in Texas, USA is calling for the establishment of a consular office in Dallas. Various local organizations and groups have petitioned the government of Nepal for this service due to the distance and inconvenience of accessing the nearest embassy in Washington, D.C. Likewise, a memorandum has been submitted to concerned Nepalese officials, urging them to address this long-standing request. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israeli forces have bombed tents housing displaced Palestinians in the yard of Al-Aqsa Matiz Hospital in Deir al-Balah. According to Al Jazeera, the attack killed at least 3 and wounded 18 others. The attack came hours after a deadly strike on a Gaza City school turned shelter. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has addressed a mass rally in the capital Caracas, defying government calls for her arrest. According to BBC, Ms. Machado went into hiding earlier this week after accusing President Nicolas Maduro of defrauding the oppositional candidate Edmundo Gonzalez of a clear victory in the presidential election. The president, in turn, has promised maximum punishment for anti-government demonstrators who say his re-election was rigged. The Electoral Commission, controlled by allies of Mr. Maduro, has insisted he won with 52% of last Sunday's vote, but independent observers have said it lacked transparency. Furthermore, the leaders of 7 European Union states called on Venezuela Saturday to publish its voting records to show the full transparency of the electoral process. The statement from France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Poland, Portugal and Spain expressed strong concern about the situation in the country following the contested presidential election. Bangladesh is tense as both anti-government protesters and the governing Awami League are set to hold rallies across the country on Sunday. The BBC reports that the demonstrations are happening in the aftermath of deadly violence during protests last month over quotas in civil service jobs in which more than 200 people were killed. Around 10,000 people have been reportedly detained in a major crackdown by security forces in the past 2 weeks. Students Against Discrimination, a group behind the anti-government demonstrations, has called on Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to step down. The group has announced a nationwide disobedience movement starting from Sunday, urging citizens not to pay taxes or any utility bills. The students have also called for a shutdown of all factories and public transport. On the other hand, the Awami League, the party of Ms. Hasina, is also holding marches across the country on Sunday. With both sides set to hold rallies, there are concerns that there could be further violence. Now a sports update. Nepal defeated India in the Central Asian Volleyball Association Women's Volleyball Nations League, the first of its defeat to India by a Nepali women's team. To register the historic victory, Nepal defeated India by 3-2 in the match held at the National Sports Council Covered Hall in Tripureshwar. The top four teams shall play the semi-finals. Likewise, Sri Lanka and the Maldives is scheduled to play at 3 p.m. and Nepal and Iran at 5:15 p.m. at the National Sports Council Covered Hall in Tripureshwar today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda congratulated the Nepali women players for winning. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashim province. At present, there is influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bhoto Jatra being celebrated today honoring rain and harvest deity Rato Machindranath. Education Minister Bidya Bhattarai stresses importance of improving both government and private educational sectors. And EU leaders demand transparency from Venezuela following contested election. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.